Today is Thursday, December the 13th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." One of the main factors in Luke's report about the angels showing up to the shepherds is fear. The shepherds were very, very scared. But fear is not new to the Christmas story. Do you remember when the angel Gabriel showed up in Zechariah's life? Zechariah was scared, and the angel said, "Fear not." When Gabriel showed up to Mary, she was greatly troubled, and Gabriel told her, "Do not be afraid." So why are all of these people afraid? Well, you may think that's a silly question to ask. Cliff, an angel just showed up in front of them. Of course they were afraid. Well, this is true, but I think the answer lies deeper than that. So let's get our understanding of shepherds straight so that we can better understand how odd it was that they were fearful. I believe our perception of the shepherds is somewhat unbalanced. What do you picture when you think of these shepherds at Christmas time? Is it a young boy in a bathrobe with a belt around his head? Is it some guy that sits out in lush green fields, strumming his harp, contemplating Scripture? Well, that last one may be a little true, but we have to remember that these guys also fought off wolves and bears and anything else that came out to attack the defenseless sheep. These fellas slept out underneath the stars. These guys were tough. Some resources even indicate that the shepherds were a rowdy and wild group of guys. These guys were hardworking, blue-collar men. So I don't think a person just appearing would be enough to make them sore afraid. I'm sure many of them had wild animals sneak up on them. So someone appearing out of nowhere, although it may startle them, I don't think it would have paralyzed them with great fear. But notice what surrounded them. It was the very glory of God. It wasn't the moonlight. What enveloped them was the very radiance and brilliance of God, the light of heaven. And that's why they had great fear. They were in the very presence of God. Well, why does being in the presence of God's glory make us fearful? The reason it makes them fearful, and us, is because Romans 3:23 is true. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God has created us to live and breathe and move for His glory. Our design is to worship Him. We were created to enjoy Him and worship Him in all of His glory. But we brought chaos into the scene, choosing to worship ourselves, thus creating a huge gulf between ourselves and God. So whenever God's glory, His pure, holy, majestic presence becomes known to us, we then become acutely aware of the gulf that exists between ourselves and God, and that we cannot cross that gulf. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So when God, in Genesis 3, comes walking in the garden, calling out for Adam, Adam and Eve hide themselves from the presence of God. And when God rhetorically asks, "Where are you?" Adam answers, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid." This is why Isaiah, when he comes into the presence of God in Isaiah chapter 6 and becomes keenly aware of his sin and that gulf that separates him from God, he falls on his face and he says, "Woe is me, I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips." The manifest presence of God creates fear in us because at that moment we are aware of our utter depravity and God's absolute holiness. And that night, the shepherds were frozen in fear because they came to the edge of the gulf that separates them from God, and they realized it was far too deep and far too wide for them to ever cross. The angel didn't say to them, "You don't have to fear. You guys have nothing to worry about. You've done more good than bad." He didn't say, "Don't fear. You've had good intentions." The angel didn't say, "If you guys would just shape up and just try a little harder, then you wouldn't have to be afraid." No, the angel told them that the prophesied Messiah was born and that he is a Savior. that a Savior was born for the shepherds, the forgotten, the outcast, the despised, the sinners, the dirty, the lonely, the fearful. A Savior was born for them. The reasons the shepherds did not have to be afraid of the gulf that separated them from God was because a Savior had been born. The reason that the shepherds didn't have to live in fear anymore was because a Savior had been born who would conquer and overcome their sin. He is the one who never had to manage his sin. So what is their response? It was worship. Look at what happens in verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. But what I want you to notice is the context of which the shepherds' worship is given. They receive the news of this Savior. They go see the Savior. And as they are returning to the same dirty sheep, to the same low-paying job, to the same cultural labels, they are praising God. They truly understood that God had provided for their deepest and greatest need to be saved from their sin, and they worshiped. Theirs wasn't a health and wealth gospel that they believed in. It was a good news of a great joy that was for all people. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to an audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you will walk with Jesus day by day.